What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the committee. Wild night one of the NFL draft. So to kick it off, as expected, Caleb Williams goes to the Bears, comes out screaming on the stage, injecting a lot of energy into the draft. It was a really fun night. That made me really excited. Daniels goes two, pretty much as expected. May three, again as expected, chalk it up. Harrison four as well. And then Joe Alt at five. This one was a pick that I thought we could potentially see a trade happen, maybe with the Vikings, maybe the Raiders. Unlikely for the Broncos based on, you know, the picks they had to give up for Wilson. But thought maybe someone's going to come get a quarterback here. And Chargers stuck there, took the pick, just like Harbaugh said about a month ago. Beefing up the trenches. I think I saw him say something else last night about weapons, and he was like, to us, O-linemen are weapons. So interesting to see what's going to happen there. Obviously, you know, the way Harbaugh likes to run a team, not really a shocker. Neighbors go six to the Giants. I really like that. I think it had to be done to get Jones a weapon, per se, this time a skill position weapon. Receiver. You know, they talked about it on the broadcast too, that if it were to be McCarthy here or whoever, Penix, Nix, that is, I mean, how would you expect him to succeed with Darius Slayton? I mean, Darren Waller, like, come on. So I like that a lot. Not that Daniel Jones is going to turn out to be the guy that the Giants are going to hope, but Neighbors, I think, is going to be someone who will actually bring an explosiveness, actually be the guy for the Giants, which is something they've needed for a while. Then J.C. Latham goes to the Titans at seven. I thought this one, you know, like I mentioned, it could have been maybe Bowers, could have been Odunze here, but they stick with what they kind of have been doing. That's kind of Titans ball for you. Take the tackle. Then, wow, number eight, Michael Penix Jr. to the Falcons. Come out of the bathroom. The pick is in. I'm like running back to the TV, and I am just floored. I can't believe it. The GM came out and said, well, you know, if it goes to plan, whatever, he can wait 4 years. Then he's going to be our starter. He'll be our guy. I mean, I just don't understand it. I know that's everyone's reaction. Kirk Cousins' agent comes out and says they had no idea that was going to happen. It is very perplexing. I mean, Kirk's cap hit reduces significantly after year two, which is what I think is more likely, that Kirk will play 2-3 years. I don't think he's going to last the whole four. And, you know, you get the fifth-year option with the rookie quarterbacks, and ideally, it's obviously very hard to do because the rookie quarterbacks on the rookie deal are, you know, not as polished as these other vets are going to be. But you want to win on the rookie contract if you can. You know, it's not something that's easy to do. But we've seen recently Mahomes was able to do it. Hurts was able to go to the Super Bowl on the rookie deal. And it's just not, you know. And then the GM mentioned the Jordan Love situation, which is interesting, but it's a little different because although Rodgers as well was floored, just like Kirk Cousins, he was like, why are we not taking a receiver? Why did you take my replacement? Rodgers had been there. He'd been the guy in Green Bay for so long. It was definitely unexpected in that case, but it was a little more understandable. Also, I think they did trade up for that one, but that was at about 26. This one, number eight, you know. Though apparently other teams were calling to trade up for Penix. I heard the Saints and Raiders at least were as well. I think the Vikings too, wondering if they could come get Penix. So I guess it was clear he was going to go top 10. Just crazy, you know. Last year they take Bijan Robinson at 8, obviously a fantastic player, but it wasn't exactly what they needed, and they had Algier already. It's just interesting, you know. The stat everyone always brings up, haven't had a double digit sack player in Atlanta since Vic Beasley in 2016 when they went to the Super Bowl. So coming up on 8 years since you've had a double digit sack player, and you you go with a quarterback who's not even going to play for a couple of years. It's just very odd. In a division that's so wide open, that's not, it's not really great. You know, Panthers, so many questions. Saints, not going to be good, so many questions. And then the Buccaneers, who just, you know, the Buccaneers are a good team, but it's, that's not a team that you're really going to be necessarily scared of. And it just doesn't, you know, if Penix turns out to be that guy, then that's going to be great. But wow. It's just wow. Then Adunze coming in at 9, you know, they talked about it a bit on the broadcast, how they, him and Caleb ended up flying in together, which is cool to see that it actually worked out. They're going to the same team. That's going to be really cool. All the Bears fans got to be so, so excited for this season. I was talking to my one friend, Jack, who's a Bears fan, and he is absolutely pumped. I think there was some hope with Justin Fields, but this is, you know, the Bears have a lot of hope right now. And if they both pan out, plus DJ Moore, plus the, you got the O-line too. Komet's pretty decent. And then on the defense as well is a very suitable defense. That's, it could be scary there in Chicago. And maybe even get that new stadium by the time Caleb's rookie deal's up. And could be top of the NFC at that point. Their division rivals trade up one spot to the 10th pick to take J.J. McCarthy going to Minnesota. I like this. This is what I wanted for J.J., because I don't know that he is quite ready. Like I said, with the Giants, if he went to the Giants, he would be screwed. But this position in Minnesota with the receivers, with the running back, with the tight end, with the line, it's really good. I like it. They get Dallas Turner as well, trade up for him from 23 to 17 with the Jags, which I do like that. I really like Dallas Turner as a prospect. In the first mock draft I did, I predicted Laiatu would go before him. He did. Goes 15 to the Colts. Expected the Colts to go defense, and they did. Just thought it might be corner. Fashanu goes to the Jets at 11. I do like that, shoring up for the future. It doesn't quite, again, maybe Aaron Rodgers is, I don't think he's not stoked, because Tyron Smith, massive injury history. So let me retrace that a bit. It's not a weapon as maybe Bowers could have been to pass to, but you got to hope he's going to last more than four plays. Rodgers will this year. Then Bo Nix at 12 to the Broncos. Kind of linked with him for a while now, getting the Drew Brees comparisons. Sean Payton loved the workout, loved the tape. And it's, you know, six quarterbacks in the top 12 is crazy. Again, in all offense through 14 picks. Most offensive players ever taken the first round with 23. And I think Nix gets a lot of hate. I think people kind of undercredit him. I don't think he should have been a top 12 pick. I think they could have traded down for him. But like I said, with Penix, if people are trying to trade him for the top 10 for Penix, the Vikings have to go up one to make sure they get McCarthy, because they maybe think someone else is going to get him, trade that for that Jets pick and get him. You know, Broncos did what they thought they had to do. And similar to, obviously not the same as Chicago, not even close, but there's a little hope. Like Brandon Perna said, there's a quarterback. There's something to hope for, and I think Nix can be that guy in the long term, but it's not going to be a good season for the Broncos this year. But I do like the pick. I'd say I like all the quarterbacks' placements for the most part, at least like a decent amount, except May and Penix. And Penix, obviously, like we talked about, just for the weight. And then May, just because that offense is a dumpster fire. I mean, you got to get him some help, or he's just going to look like a dying goat out there, which hopefully for him, he can maybe sit behind Brissett a little bit. And they could get someone. You know, T. Higgins still could be on the move. Brandon Ayuk still on the move. What are they going to do? Brock Bowers goes 13 to Vegas. I do like the pick because I love Bowers. I mean, he's phenomenal. A lot of people saying they really don't like it at all just because, you know, they got Michael Mayer last year and they need, you know, everyone was predicting defense. I was predicting corner through and through. You know, maybe Terrion Arnold here who fell really far to 24. Maybe Quinyon Mitchell fell to 22 to the Eagles. But I think Brock is that dude. So I'm not really too upset with it. I don't think the Raiders are going to be good this year anyways. So I do like that pick regardless. Talavis Fuaga, like this, you know, talked about what the Saints need, and that was O-line all the way. They go get it. They go get this absolute monster from Oregon State. Really like that as well. Law 2 to the Colts. Another one. Knew they were going defense. End up going edge rather than corner. Either way, getting the beef. I like to see him beef the trenches, just like the Seahawks did at 16. Byron Murphy, the second from Texas. Just trench, trench, trench. That was, you know, that's a very Seahawks pick. It's what we thought might happen. Matt Miller's pro comp, Justin Matabike, would be great for the Seahawks if they're able to get Murphy to play at a level like that. And then, of course, we talked about previously Turner at 17, that trade up from the Vikings. I like for both sides. The Jags got good value there to trade down. And I like what the Vikings are able to make out of the two picks they had with McCarthy and Turner. Marius Mims, another trench pick. Gotta keep Joe Burrow up. Mims, absolute freak of nature. 6'8", 340. If they can hone and refine those skills, ooh, that's going to be a good one. Similar to Tyler Guyton, the Sooner going to the Cowboys. Very happy with that one. I think, again, just like Mims, just got to refine it. I don't think either one of them is going to necessarily be great right away, but super high potential for both. Like that the Cowboys were able to trade down, get the third round pick as well. Jared Verse talked about this, I believe predicted Latu yesterday. Like the pick for the Rams. Got to help that pass rush as much as possible with Donald leaving. You know, I think it was defense all the way, and I like that. We thought O-line all the way for the Steelers. It's what happened when Troy Fertanu, probably going to play guard there for the Steelers. Another one that we saw coming for the most part, and we liked Chop Robinson at edge going to the Dolphins. Again, with what you lose and Wilkins, even though he's an inside in free agency, you want to get back. You got injuries with Chubb, and I think, oh man, I know they had another injury on the D-line, but I do like that pick. I know a lot of people kind of unsettled with it, and most of these picks I do like. Unfortunately, I'd like the Eagles pick. Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo is the, maybe, I think the only non-Power 5 player, I guess, and we're kind of Oregon State, that's Power 5 at this moment, for at least this draft, the only non-Power 5 player to go. Really do like that pick for them, which is unfortunate. Hopefully, well, not rooting against him, but hopefully the Eagles just don't do that well, I'll say that. Brian Thomas Jr., like we talked about, the Jags trade down, end up getting him. Really like that, need the help. Obviously Ridley gone, you still got Kirk. Signed Gabe Davis, don't really love that too much, but I do love this pick and Brian Thomas Jr. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be very excited about that, plus the extra picks. Terrion Arnold going 24, like we said, fell. Great pick from the Lions. Also very happy that the Cowboys were able to acquire that third round pick and move down. It is I think it's the ninth pick in the third round, so I like that a lot. Jordan Morgan, always good to shore up the line. People are saying potentially they don't really like this because there's other ways the Packers could have gone. But even though it could have gone defensively, keep Jordan Love up and he's gonna be a great player. He is Jordan Love is great, and Jordan Morgan can make him even greater. Graham Barton at Duke goes to the Buccaneers. I thought this is a spot, or a player, rather, that maybe was going to fall to the Cowboys. I really do like him, and I think this is a good pick for the Bucs. Obviously, the Bucs having a little bit of O-line trouble recently, retirees recently. This is what you're going to need if you want Baker to step it up, play to that contract he's got, get that fifth-year option. Like that a lot. Darius Robinson, a lot of people say this is a reach. I think I expected him to go late in the first round here. This is their second pick of the draft. They get Marvin Harrison and Darius Robinson. I think he's a good player. I think it's going to be – obviously, you're going to be able to compare to other edges who maybe you thought could have taken his place. Could have been Isaac. It could have been Ellis, Braswell. So, you know, and those are all guys who some people have ranked a lot lower, but edge, big position. So I don't hate the move to go up and get that in the first round. And then the Chiefs, scary trade up, get Xavier Worthy from Texas. Just got that 4.2140 at the combine. This is obviously even more interesting, the fact that they traded with the Bills. I guess the Bills haven't learned that you don't want to trade with the Chiefs from your draft position. You know, they got Mahomes from a trade with them. They got McDuffie from a trade from them. Stop doing it, Buffalo. Just stop. Buffalo trading out completely out of the first round. So Worthy goes at 28 to the Chiefs. Pearsall goes at 31 to the Niners. And then Leggett goes at 32 to the Panthers. So now the Bills have 33. And they still, you know, could get Adonai Mitchell, Keon Coleman, Roman Wilson, Ladd McConkey, what have you. Maybe they one of those guys is their guy. A lot of people have been predicting the whole way Adonai Mitchell. So maybe that's what they wanted. But it is interesting. You lose the fifth-year option. And apparently the Panthers, Leggett said the Panthers were going to take him all the way. And then they have, you know, got a little scared. Go up, get him, get that fifth-year option. I like that pick for them. Ricky Pearsall, interesting. I didn't think he was going to be a first rounder, honestly. I thought he was going to be a high second, but I do think he's a really good receiver. So I do like that pick for the Niners, and it's kind of what I alluded to in the mocks. It was go get playmakers for Brock Purdy. So you don't ever have to find out if he's not that guy, and maybe he will become that guy, because you can. That's obviously an arc. That's very possible. I think Brock Purdy's good right now, and he can be great. So we'll see what happens with Brandon Ayuk. I think he's going to get moved based on this pick. I'd be surprised if he doesn't. Like I said, maybe New England, maybe Buffalo. Who wants him? I want to see it. Nate Wiggins goes to the Ravens at 30. Really like this pick. Think I had him going 22 to the Eagles. So I think good value for them that he fell, just like Arnold as well. Most of the teams, you know, got pretty good fits. And of course, as we know, a lot of these players, unfortunately, aren't going to turn out to be what we think. It's a lot easier to be happy on draft night than it is 5 years later when you say, oh man, that guy sucked. But honestly, the draft grades are better this year, given that, than most years. You know, I feel like a lot of times after the first round, you see a lot of C's and D's on all the draft grades. And not that the draft grades really mean anything, because, again, like I said, a lot of them are just wrong. But it seems like people are saying, hey, maybe a lot of good fits here. And again, like, very excited for Guyton and the Cowboys, that Sooner pipeline. I'm really, you know, 6'8", 322, that's hopefully a guy that's going to develop and become that Tyron Smith replacement. Not super experienced, like I said, pretty raw, but just absolutely massive. And it's been well, the Sooner pipeline. You know, Neville Gallimore, no longer with the Cowboys, but he was a decent rotational player there. And then obviously CeeDee Lamb, who we know is a baller and who's going to get paid an absolute bag, because Amon-Ra St. Brown just got $30 million. And I think CD will probably end up getting like 35, maybe even $99 million a year at this point, it seems like. So let me know who you guys liked, what picks you liked. Did your team get a player that you're happy with? And if you got any predictions for the rest of the draft, you know, I'm really excited. Like I said, for the Cowboys today, we're going to have 53, 73, and 87, and hopefully get two starters from that at least. I think one of them is going to be a running back, very, very likely. So that should be a starter right there. And then we'll see what else it is. Could be another O-lineman. Really think maybe D-line and linebacker should come up there soon. It's a lot of replacing to do for the Cowboys, obviously, after a quote all-in offseason that really didn't match what Jerry said it would be. So hopefully, you know, Eric Kendricks can play at a level that he's shown before. But thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll come back probably with a full draft recap and then do you know, maybe a little Cowboys episode there too. Y'all have a good one.